This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
That's yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State. But, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that, Phil, or are you just trying to bait me into something?
I'm not baiting you into anything. He did say he wasn't sure he'd be ready for week one. Is there any doubt in your mind?
I don't know the context in which he said it, but you'd have to help me. I mean, he's been out here almost every day. I'm excited to where he's at, and we'll see when week one comes. But he's going to practice today. Hopefully he helps us in the red zone. But we can't predict the future about week one. I just know he's going to be out there today. And he works hard, and he cares, which are two important things.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. That was Rabel just moments ago. I still don't really get why he lashed out at Phil.
Yeah, it's a weird exchange because it did
for an interview his player just did.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a gotcha mousetrap question.
Yeah, he's like,
also, Phil doesn't really do that.
Steph Diggs thought there was a question whether or not he'll be ready week one. So
like, do you?
Yeah, what do you think? And Vrabel goes,
your school, you're a dumb idiot. I went to a smart school. You went to a dumb school. Like, what? Where is this going? So you have to give me the context. And Phil's like, he just said he wasn't 100% sure.
He said he wasn't sure.
Oh, you really believe that? Oh, you believe that? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might have been born at night, Phil, but it wasn't last night.
So hang on. So what's the context? The context is he tore his ACL year ago.
Right.
You held him out of the preseason game.
Correct.
You managed him in the joint practice against Washington.
Yes.
And he said he might not be ready week one. That's the context. I mean, look.
Weird thing to get annoyed about.
I think he's going to be out there week one. So I'm starting to maybe Vrabel's just a little annoyed at Diggs. Maybe he's not annoyed at Phil. He's annoyed at Diggs. And it's just like he didn't sound happy. Bedard read verbatim, maybe because Phil got reamed out. Bedard read him verbatim Todd Downing's comments about Diggs. And so he didn't sound thrilled about that either.
I think he's going to call both Todd and Stefan into his office.
Maybe he's just a little chapped at Diggs. Maybe it's just as simple as that. He wasn't really lashing out at Phil. He's just annoyed he even has to say anything or answer to anything. But that was odd because I expect Diggs to be out there too. But if there's no story there, then just answer it. Just be like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Steph's talking about.
He's trending in the right direction.
Yeah,
there's a few times where he's
been out there at everything.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to answer.
No, it's not. There's a few times now where there's been questions that you thought might be
kind of easy to sort of bat aside or whatever. But that is kind of a strange little response to that.
Hang on, I want to hear
this
it again.
Back and forth.
Yeah. I want to hear it again. How'd that go again? Just the beginning of it.
If we could... yesterday about how he's not sure about his readiness for week one.
Did you really believe that, Phil? I mean, you're a smart guy. I don't know where you went to school. It wasn't Ohio State, but like, do you really believe that?
Really, Phil?
Really?
Really, Phil?
Really?
I've met a lot of dumb idiots in my life, Phil, but you take the carrot cake. You're like, all right.
Do you really believe that, Phil?
Really, Phil? Oh, I didn't know they let morons fly to Minnesota, Phil. He's like, what? He's like, that's a legitimate question. Actually, a great question.
Okay. And
we were talking about that earlier in the show. Stephon Diggs went on with Diana Rossini.
Yeah.
And he had some kind of strange comments. So why not go to the coach and maybe see if you can clarify a little
bit. One would think.
Also starting to get a good sense as to why Stephon Diggs not a Patriots Monday guest. I don't think they love having to clean up a lot of his stuff.
Great point. So the Twitch chat is going, well, Vrabel's just annoyed he has to deal with the same questions day after day. No.
This is a brand new question because that was a brand new interview.
It's brand new because the player sat down with Diana Rossini and said he might not be ready week one. I don't think Vrabel's pissed at Phil. I think he's pissed at Diggs. I think he's pissed at Diggs. Piss is too strong, but he's
slightly annoyed.
Yeah, he's a little chapped at Diggs. That's my read on it, yeah.
Yeah, he must be because that's another one that's just so easy to deflect and be like, because you can still use your same line about like, well, I can't predict the future. You know what? You know what you do? We're trying to get everybody ready for week one, that kind of thing. Like we're close. Yeah. We feel like it's trending in the right direction. You know, everybody... is different because he said that
you could do the old Bill. Hey, Stacy. You know, I don't know when the injury report comes out, but like that sort of thing. Yeah.
You could do that, but you could even go back to what he did at the start of camp when he was asked specifically about Diggs and his availability, and he said he has no limitations, but he won't participate in everything because nobody will. And that was sort of like I thought a pretty telling answer, and he's stuck true to that.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
and you're right. He even forecasted he could be like, guys, I told you this at the beginning of camp. No one's going to do everything.
Easy.
He's in that group
because he's done that, and especially the veteran guys, they've been out there. So he himself has no limitations. And who knows? Maybe Carlton Davis and Morgan Moses don't. But he's like, this is how we're getting all these guys ready for the season. But the funny back and forth about like what school he went
really?
To.
Really,
you believe?
Phil?
You're like, wait, so you don't believe your player? Like, I'm just asking you about the player. He's like, you believe what he said? Like, shouldn't I?
Well,
why shouldn't I believe what he says?
In fair, I do get that part of Vrabel because we said this in real time. We're like, is he just being coy? Would you call him the cat in the grass?
Cat in the grass.
With Diana.
He could be a little cat in the grass.
He could have been, but I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell either. I don't blame Phil for that. Interesting.
No, I legit thought it was a good question, not like a gotcha media.
Let me give you one more that jumped out to me. Vrabel was asked about those downing comments, and in the answer, he said that Steph Diggs is no different than Kyle Williams, meaning, well, he's getting open, but you don't always get the looks. So I understood what he meant. But take a step back.
I know.
You're comparing Diggs to a guy in his first camp? I don't necessarily love that.
Like a third-round pick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that either. But maybe he's thinking about it because in the preseason game, that is kind of something that stood out, Kyle Williams got open a few times.
Very open.
And so, like, his stats could have looked a lot different had he had a different quarterback in there.
The difference is, you know, Dobbs couldn't get him the football. Yeah. Diggs is out there with May and not even getting looks.
No, I know. But then that also could be part on to May as well. And, you know, Vrabel mapped it out pretty clearly. Like, there are five guys that conceivably could get a pass at any one of those plays, and only one of them is going to get it. So Diggs has not had the volume. Because the way he started camp, you're like, oh, he's going to get – even the last – oh, actually, every year with Buffalo, remember watching some of those games? Like, they throw to him every play.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen would have, like, 25 attempts, and you look at the thing, and you're like, 16 targets to Diggs? Like, they have anybody else on the team? So I don't think it'll be that extreme.
No.
But he should lead the team in targets if he's out there.
Yeah. He should. I feel like he's not at camp. It's just camp.
No, he definitely isn't at camp.
I feel like he's not.
No.
And so, anyway, that's why we take the coach live. Interesting stuff, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Who do you think he's mad at? Is he mad at the media? Again, Twitch chat. Oh, I love that he's screwing with the media members. I guess. I bet he's not happy with Diggs.
I don't know if he's really screwing with them. I don't think he like comes across as like all that great with that.
I mean, he did call Phil an imbecile.
He is.
And so, I mean,
moron.
He did do that. 617-779-7937. Anyway, Vrabel was a little later than we expected, so we had to move Kiefer Madness back a little later than expected.
That's
but let's get to it right now.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
We are dealing with amateurs.
As the men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
All right, here we go. A little delayed madness, but a local madness nonetheless here, Jones. We don't do a lot of these, but this one took place right here in the great state of Massachusetts. And this is right in our Q zone. This is old madness. This is one of the pillars of old madness, I feel like. Let's find out what's going on. Fox 25 with the story. So you may have even, people may have already seen this one, but if you haven't, here you go.
I'm Boston 25 News reporter Daniel Coates in Taunton, where Tuesday night a father and his son were looking through their telescope to catch the meteor showers right here in their backyard, when all of a sudden they noticed something strange appearing in the night sky over these homes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Strange stuff in the sky.
Taunton?
Taunton. Is that Bridgewater Triangle?
Definitely Bridgewater Triangle.
Smack dab in the Bridgewater Triangle.
That's
Thunderbird, Sasquatch.
Route 24. That's
Chupacabra.
Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah.
It's all down there.
Yeah.
Lake monsters. Maybe even a jackalope. It could all be down there. Witches.
Did you say a Yeti?
Animal graveyards.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah. A squanch.
Squanch.
It could all be down there.
Sure.
What is that?
So I essentially look up and I see this orb with a cloud around it. So I kind of took out my phone and started recording it right away.
An orb.
Yeah.
I saw an orb.
I've never seen one of those.
Ghost territory.
Just a good.
I guess it could be.
Could be. I'd rule nothing out.
Okay.
At this point. But just a father and a son enjoying a little night with a telescope out there. You never know what you're going to find.
They're looking for a meteor shower.
Looking for a meteor shower.
In your backyard, apparently.
And they see an orb. What they found? Something much different.
From stargazing to stunned, weaving his...
It's good.
Uh-huh.
This is not... This isn't Topeka, Keith. This is Boston. That's good.
This is the big time.
Yeah.
From stargazing to stunned, weaving his telescope behind, Bassett Siddiqui caught what he believes was a UFO in the Taunton sky Tuesday.
It was kind of dropping down where that construction site is. And then from there, it kind of took a right and went this way.
All right.
Lends itself better to TV than radio.
Drop down. Oh, no, I think it's perfect. Yeah. It dropped down, then took a right.
Yeah. Went this way.
Went that way.
Yeah.
See over there? Went that way. He came down, then he went around that way. He's looking for somebody.
And shot straight down.
He said the object was in his sight for about 5 minutes. He called his family outside before it disappeared behind the Johnson Street trees.
Hey, we're looking at a UFO right now.
5 minutes, though, he had that sucker locked in.
Yep.
That seems long. I feel like a lot of outside of getting like beamed up into the vessel, I feel like 5 minutes you aren't really seeing a UFO that long.
Usually
like a blink and you miss it.
Usually
situation.
Aliens are like, boop, we've been
spotted. Let's go.
We've been spotted.
They go to light speed
a little too long. Yeah. So 5 minutes.
What do you
isn't
call?
Is a lengthy amount of time.
It's a ton of time.
Yeah.
Most time.
Yeah, seriously, it's a couple of times. Is what it is. If you want to combine them.
I'm looking at a UFO right now. Come here.
I thought he was joking at first. Yeah. I rushed outside.
His son, Janaid, saw the same. A shining object cloaked in a cloud of smoke.
Smoke.
All right, so that's two eyewitnesses.
They didn't mention the smoke in the first one.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
So that's two eyewitnesses, though. So it's not just like, oh, my dad, here he goes, saying this stuff. Like, kid, he had eyes on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke to the news, and so he's confirming it.
They say was moving unnaturally.
Like, all, like, wiggly. Like
it's darting to the right.
Left and right.
That's like not natural.
Kind of like how a crocodile
People
would
are
run
like,
after
oh,
you.
They were looking at a meteor shower. It's meteor fragments. No, meteor fragments don't just dart to the right. It was moving unnaturally. Yeah.
Unnaturally.
Yeah.
Good point.
I was really confused what it was. I was kind of scared.
How old is he again?
He's like 34.
He's like 15?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe. So, I mean, you know, if you're a little confused,
yeah,
I get it. But okay, we're all confused.
I was really confused what it was.
Same.
Same. It's me in high school sex ed class.
What is any of this? That was Phil watching the Steph Diggs interview.
I was really confused what it was. I was kind of scared of what it was.
Also kind of scared. I get it.
Yeah, I'd definitely be afraid.
Things that confuse me also scare me. Yeah, so I'm locked in with this
guy. You can blame your folks for moving to the Bridgewater Triangle. That's on them. If you're going to be afraid
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah. No, that's on you.
It's the first time you saw a glowing orb moving all weird ways. Yeah.
Never seen anything like that before.
Bassett and Junaid weren't the only ones. We received videos overnight reportedly capturing a similar sight in Avon, North Attleboro, and Sudbury.
Mmm.
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah, this guy's getting tips. Way to go, pal.
Yep.
So that's all over this state of ours.
This
everywhere. Sudbury,
because this
Attleboro.
Is, I think, what you would hear is you go, oh, well, this guy filmed this for 5 minutes. He saw it for 5 minutes.
Somebody else must have seen it.
Other people
confirmed.
I believe it. They're definitely seeing something.
On little sleep and pumping adrenaline, Bassett and his son have been researching what it could have been.
Wait a minute. So he hasn't slept since?
Yeah, I'll leave out the little sleep part. Because now we're
done no sleep.
He
quit his job to look into this.
We're undercutting ourselves.
This guy's obsessed. Literally obsessed with this story now.
Wasn't sleeping how you get beamed into space?
Is that true?
What? I thought it was like you get beamed up when you're sleeping or whatever.
Oh, you can get beamed up anytime.
You know, you can get beamed up while you're awake.
Anytime.
Yeah.
They prefer you awake, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they'll probe you awake. Yeah. They'll beam you up awake. Yeah. Not a lot of sleeping going on, I don't think.
I like the fact this guy's just changed his entire life after he saw this thing in the sky.
Yeah.
He's like, all bets are off.
Little sleep. He didn't say no sleep. He's a little bit of sleep.
Yeah.
But have come up empty, puzzled by the mystery orb spotted across Massachusetts Tuesday.
I honestly don't know. I really don't know. It's one of those things, once in a lifetime, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's not necessarily
it
once
does
in a
happen
lifetime.
To some people more than once. That's true.
Yeah. Wednesday, I reached out to the FAA, and they wouldn't specifically tell me if they're looking into these specific cases across Massachusetts, but they do investigate similar incidents.
Can you tell me if you're looking into this one?
No.
But we do look into something like that. But not this one. I didn't say we did. I didn't say we didn't. It's like, all right, that's super helpful. Thanks a lot.
On scene in Taunton, I'm Daniel Coates for your local station, Boston 25 News.
Crushed it.
Good.
Kind of good reporting. What do you think that it is? That's the big question everyone's asking around around Massachusetts.
Got to be.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
Yeah.
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like now they're getting just a little too comfortable. Because usually, like you said, it is a blinking you miss it situation.
Yeah.
You're like, what was that? Oh, it's gone. And then you tell your friend, like, hey, did you see that? They're like, nah, I didn't see that.
This is
just hanging out.
Reading their own press clippings a little bit.
A little bit.
Getting a little cocky.
A little bit.
Like, we've been getting away with stuff on Earth for
years. Yeah, we get super close to Earth and just camp. We just, like, park for 5 minutes.
No one ever sees us.
Wasn't there, like, a swarm of UFOs coming to kill us all? Wasn't that the thing?
A swarm of UFOs?
I think there was like a bunch of UFOs or something. Maybe one big one. I don't know. But it was like on its way to Earth.
I'm gonna be honest. I missed
like
that.
October was like due here or something.
It's possible.
Huh.
It's possible. I don't know.
There was a story the other week. Are you thinking of this, Nick? I saw a story the other week that I was tweeting about where they had spotted, and I forget where they were, but they had spotted on telescope what looked like a comet. That is heading towards the planet.
Yes.
Except a comet's tail should be trailing behind it. This was like in front of where the comet was going.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Aliens via a Naruto run.
Okay. Aliens are getting, they're getting cocky.
I would say they are.
They're reading their own press clippings. Uh-huh. Is what I think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. But yeah, no, it's, I mean, unquestionably aliens.
Definitely.
Okay. Spotted all across Massachusetts,
yep.
AKA four towns.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounding the Bridgewater Triangle, but yeah.
Makes too much sense.
Yeah.
I think she wears a wig. I'm not really sure, but she has black hair, large black eyes, a very pale face.
Go on.
Oh, the body looks quite human.
That was the guy that had sex with the aliens.
Oh, no, I'm saying
the vampire. Wow, forget about that.
Yeah. You lost your virginity.
You did.
17.
Yes, I did.
Sick brag, bro.
I mean, seriously.
Yes, I did.
I mean, who even cares?
Yes.
Who even cares who or what it was to at that point?
It does not matter.
It all counts.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Give me the Dune popcorn bucket for all I care. Whatever you want it to be. Just, you know, have fun out there.
Be safe.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Okay.
You can tell her she can keep her clothes on.
It's right. Uncomfortable laughter, isn't that?
Yeah, it's tough. That's tough going.
So there you go. That is the madness, Kiefer. A local madness.
Yeah,
for you.
Local madness.
Little later than usual.
Yeah.
But worth getting to, as always.
Hey, I too had sex with a goat.
No, that's different. That's a different thing altogether. That's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is...
Speaking of that, WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You can stay tuned here on WEEI. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Our guy, Billy Lanny.
We'll get to the grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.